This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is the bottom line on David Duke, the federally controlled KKK, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and all these usual suspects. David Duke, from the beginning, has been endorsing Donald Trump, knowing that he would become a major campaign issue and have his name out there associated with Donald Trump. And so he wants to get attention for himself at the expense of getting Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders into office and killing this country. And that is despicable. And again, I just don't respect people that run around in hoods, all the rest of it. We need to bring this country together. And he, you know, there's Donald Trump with all these great people, white, black, Hispanic, Asian up there about unifying people, how he's hugging everybody. You don't see David Duke at a rally hugging black people. And so, David Duke, I am for inclusion. I am for all races coming together. So you and all your cohorts attack me all day. Why are you hypocrites then saying you like Trump? Because you want to ride on his coattails. And I bet some of these groups are getting paid to sabotage in the media, the whore media, the prostitute media is part of this, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you parasites attaching yourselves to somebody like Donald Trump. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, Trump Insider, what do you say to that?
No, Alex, I think you're right on the money. I'm still here at the airport, as you can hear, so we get a little overhead traffic. You're absolutely right. This is an attempt to smear Donald Trump this is a guilt by association attempt by mainstream media. Look who's reporting this story. David Duke, they asked Trump a question. He doesn't know much about Duke. He does know he doesn't like haters. He's not a big fan of the Klan. This is an absurdity. It's a mugging. We know by his record the thousands of jobs and opportunities he's created for black people, his incredible friendship with some of the greatest black athletes, his close association with Muhammad Ali, one of his closest friends, very, very close to the late Floyd Patterson, very, very close to Smoking Joe Frazier.
It's more political correctness garbage, and Trump shouldn't have to bow every time somebody brings up a name and say, I don't like him. But in this case, obviously, I expect he will soon, because this is the way to cut the coattails off. It's a way to stop this. And again, it is so disgusting to see the establishment media rolling this out. It's all they got. But it's more the political correctness that he's helping shatter, and that's why they hate him so much.
Yeah, so this is a smear attempt. It's an attempt to persuade people who may be thinking about Trump and looking at their alternative. Meanwhile, poor Bernie Sanders is getting rolled by the machine.
Meanwhile, Hillary called black people super predators and said they've got to be washed.
That is worse. She said they need to be made to heal.
Like a dog.
Then she barked like a dog. Then her husband shouted down a veteran, a man who, unlike Draft Dodger Bill, who's so busy snorting coke up his nose, didn't serve his country. This man served his country. Clinton told him to sit down and shut up. What kind of arrogance is this?
Well, it's totally clear.
I think Bill is non-compos mentis at this point. I don't know whether he is, he became a vegan on the results of his friend Al Sharpton.
He does look like he has dementia.
Well, look, there's one other thing I have to mention because I think it's important, and that is, as you may have seen, you and I have both been under attack by Media Matters for America.
White House run.
Which is completely an appendage of the Clinton operation. It is a bunch of Clinton psycho fans, and mostly children, with
former members of the White House. Yeah.
They have some intelligent leftists that work there. But in all honesty, they take tweets where I use the word, probably intemperately, Negro, but in their text they spell it out N-, trying to get people the association that I use the N-word, a word that if I use, my mother would have washed my mouth out with soap.
They play games. They keep claiming I'm racist.
Was I a little intemperate? Yes, but look at the content.
Well, Roger Stone, your books are available at InfoWarsStore.com or StoneZone.com. The Bush crime family, and, of course, the whole book about the sex crimes of Bill Clinton and Hillary covering it up. Great job. Hopefully you can pop back in tomorrow, but you deserve a rest this evening. I'm going to say bye to you during the break. Thank you so much, sir. Our site is InfoWars.com. Our backup site is PrisonPlanet.com. We're running the biggest sale in our history right now, 30% off and free shipping. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for Abe when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
I tell you, Roger Stone just keeps laying out bombshell after bombshell. So we've held him over again. And people around the office mentioned this after the Republican debate last week. And I had watched it, but I was covering it, so I missed this part. I later went and found it online. I just sprung this on the crew to find it. I don't know if they can do it right now, but people online had the clip of Donald Trump up there speaking, and then on split screen on CNN, George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush 41, doing a throat-slitting motion. Amazing. And I know that your mom's Sicilian, so you can speak to this. You were just, in fact, we're showing the throat-slitting now on screen, and, you know, Barbara has openly talked about, if you mess with my family, I'll kill you. This is the true American mafia, beyond any Sicilian La Cosa Nostra or family. But you were bringing this up as a final point about how creepy these people are, and the fact that we shot a video, we're going to air it later in the show, where Austinites, the majority of Democrats, said, oh, we heard about the New York Times showing kill Trump. We want him dead. Hurry up and kill him. I mean, what a vicious group of people.
It's amazing to me that I evidently am barred at CNN, where this fellow named Wilson, who claims to be a political consultant, but is really just a small-time kind of loudmouth, has gone on and called on Twitter and his feed and called for somebody to put a bullet in Donald Trump. He's accused my friend Ann Coulter, who is a great author and a great fighter for American sovereignty and a real nationalist. He's insinuated that she and Donald Trump must have had anal sex because she's a Trump supporter. He is still on CNN. Yet, because I point out that their political correspondent,
Anna Dumber Navarro, than dog crap.
Anna Navarro, who, by the way, is essentially living a risky lifestyle funded by the taxpayers because she lives in the Biltmore Hotel, which is very, very delinquent on their taxes and has all kinds of built-in kind of special historic preservation tax avoidance things they did by greasing local politicians. So Anna has no expertise. She's dumb as a box of rocks. I've used more intemperate.
You're just pointing out she's never been in politics or involved, and CNN's got a bunch of idiots.
Right. So one, but she's a great friend of Jeb's. She's never worked in any of Jeb's campaigns. She's never worked in any campaign.
Sure. Let's talk about the Italian throat splitting, though. You want to
yes, I think so. I think this is the absolute key. Here's the history on this. I was in the air. I was flying, and I watched the debate until later. Before I watched it, my 91-year-old mother, who watched every bit of it, said to me, boy, George Bush sure don't like your friend Donald Trump. I said, what do you mean, Mom? And she told me about it. Then I called one of the Trump advance men, who happens to be a friend, and I asked him what happened, and he said, no, it was very clear that he was that this was directed towards the boss, then asked him, and then they edited it out of the CNN footage.
Yeah, he looked right at Trump when he was and just says, "I'm going to slit your throat."
Right, right. Which is reminiscent, by the way, of in the famous Robert Caro book when Caro asked a vice president, what's going to have, what he thinks of Robert Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Johnson does the sitting slitting motion across his throat. Caro reports that, but he then later said he could see no malicious streak in LBJ. Caro also doesn't acknowledge the existence of Billy Sal Estes, who was a Wheeler dealer who Johnson was making millions with, and who in many ways played a key role and had knowledge of Johnson's role in the Kennedy assassination. So,
simply incredible. Well, the whole power structure is against Trump, and I think the fact that they just pile on is only going to backfire on them.
So anyway, the Trump, at that point, the Bush spinners said that that the old man Bush was getting such a hand, he was trying to tell people to cut the applause. I ask you, Alex, look at the look in his eye as he glares at Trump.
He's glaring like an evil snapping turtle.
And that contradicts the timing of it, of a Trump advance man who was 15 steps away watching it with his own eyes. This was the omerta. This was the death sign for Donald Trump. The establishment's all out.
Well, we know what Bush...
Barbara Bush charged up because Jeb didn't get his birthright. How would you feel if you were Mitt Romney? You didn't run because you...
Hey, he's like Kim Jong-un. They deserve a third dynasty, just like North Korea, and that's what it's all about. Roger, thank you for all the time. Get some well-earned rest. Amazing crowds here in Austin for you, and just thank you so much for all the work you're doing.
No, look, because George Bush is senior is a guy who always tries to hide in the shadows, that video, I think, is the coda to his 88 years as a duplicitous sociopathic power wheel.
Well, sure, he didn't show up to the other debates, but now that his son loses, he crawls out from under a rock, and now his protege is Rubio.
Well, and CNN describes him as beloved. Really? Beloved? Ask the guys who he bailed out of on the plane. They went down and died because he ejected early.
Or all the SNLs they robbed, or the people that voted him out of office. Yeah, it's beloved.
Or their funding of eugenics so that we can just sterilize people inferior to us.
Yeah, that's in the whole Kissinger document.
Well, I mean, look at that. Prescott Bush is one of the major, and Ava, his partner Harriman, are one of the major
top Hitler assets
of eugenics, which is the killing of black people.
You can't make that stuff up. It's just like George Soros. You can't write this stuff. It's just real.
Well, no, that, but let me explain how incredible their control is. A group of researchers who are very respected and were involved in the terrific book, The Unauthorized Biography of George Bush, located the actual document that showed that in 1942, the Roosevelt administration seized the bank owned by Prescott Bush.
Brown Brother Harriman, yeah.
Those documents, of course, were copied. Now, however, if one wants to go find those documents anew, they're kept in an archive that is no longer public.
But the London Guardian got them before then. Of course, we helped break that in 2004. The Guardian covered in 2005. I'm proud of that fact. Mr. Stone, StoneZone.com, thank you so much for breaking all this huge news with InfoWars, and it's a great place, obviously, to help get it out to a wide audience of patriots, and so please continue to break major news here throughout the weeks and months to come. This is definitely an edge of our seat, epic election cycle, the greatest I've ever seen in my life. Thank you, Roger Stone.
Thank you very much, Alex. You're a patriot. Thanks for everything you do for the country. In the meantime, if you like this video, retweet it with the hashtag TrickyTed. Many thanks.
All right. Thank you so much. Wow. Richard Reeves, we're about to go to break, but I tell you, to be inside these meetings, you've been there with all the stuff coming out. It's hard to just sit back and be quiet about it. Sessions will be endorsing him on this day, and just to see it all happen. I mean, Stone is a dynamo. This guy's, 65, 66 years old. He's got more energy than I do at 11 o'clock at night. He's already been on air all day long. Really exciting to be in the middle of this and be fighting for America, Richard.
Well, at some point in the near future, I'm sure we're going to see Donald Trump, Roger Stone, and yourself, three human dynamos that probably sleep 3 or 4 hours each a night, and you're going till, you wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. and go to work, and you work all day until 2 or 3 a.m. So it's crazy to see you guys all working so hard. But as a matter of fact, one thing you just mentioned about the Jeff Sessions situation, right as you guys were interviewing, right just now live when you guys, Roger and yourself, were on the radio right now interviewing, Jeff Sessions came out and spoke at the Madison, Alabama event with Donald Trump, and he put the hat on, Make America Great. So that endorsement with Jeff Sessions just happened. So that was really powerful to see.
Well, I tell you, this is the attempted takedown of the country, and the power structure, you know, hasn't been perfect, but a really evil one is taking over right now. We're going to break and come back with Richard just about what's happening in the election. We're also going to open the phones up and take your calls. I'm not really promoting this like I should. We've never had a sale in my 21 years on air like this. We fund our operations selling high-quality products, books, films, water filters, non-GMO seeds, Patriot apparel. It's expanded over the years as the operation has expanded, nutraceuticals, you name it, everything at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. All the products are 30% off on top of discounts that are already there and free shipping. You cannot beat that deal. That's free shipping on orders of more than $50, but it's 30% off on everything on top of the discounts. It is the leap year sale, and it only goes until tomorrow at midnight. And I'm going to end it tomorrow at midnight, but this is how we help have reporters on the field and do all this and look at us. I mean, I'm working 7 days a week. We're shooting videos at midnight. We're doing live stuff at 7 a.m. in the morning, and I'm not complaining. This is the animating contest of liberty. History's being made right now. You better believe. I mean, quite frankly, I want to work 8 days a week, 9 days a week, 10 days a week. And under the new Common Core.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me.
All right, folks, every time I walk back in the coffee room or in the control room, every office in the building has a different TV channel on. C-SPAN, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, we have our own feeds up for our radio show and TV show, The Nightly News. So we're keeping track of things. It's like gauges. And it's anti-Donald Trump ads. Notice how he won't spend any money with the whore media, but all the other big candidates and the Koch brothers is just everywhere. He had a hotel construction site that had a couple of illegals working at it. And then the company he hired to do it didn't vet them properly, as if this guy with tens of thousands of employees and construction sites all over the world knows everything that's going on. He's saying he won't deport people. He will not give them all these freebies. He will not order the Border Patrol to stand down. That's what matters, is what he stands for. I'll tell you, I sit there and try to not hire illegals, not because I'm against them, but just because it's hypocritical. And it is hard to do, you know, for any type of service stuff. What do you sit there and check everybody's papers? That's why we have to control the border itself and also what businesses are doing. But they play these games. You can see the whole power structure against Donald Trump. And now they're saying, well, decry the KKK. And he's like, what? And people like David Duke. I mean, this is just truly sickening that they play this political correctness game all day when Mecha and La Raza and other groups are just like the Klan, and that's our own government's funding. Richard Reeves, what other attacks do you expect to see?
Well, it's endless. I mean, just like this issue about employing illegal immigrants, if you go to practically any full-service restaurant, you could be accused of a hoe. Well, I'm aiding and abetting illegal immigration because you're sitting there, the busboy at the restaurant is an illegal immigrant, illegal alien. A lot of people in the kitchen.
Against them, even as people. It's right. Globalists are bringing them in to politically turn them into socialists and then letting them vote to take my guns.
No, exactly. And I think Donald Trump will absolutely be the number one guy to address that. I think he's the candidate to address that, where he'll finally straighten it out.
What do you make of the bombshells dropping? You were there at the meetings that he's going around to Trump. He's going around to Rubio saying, I'll drop out if you promise to nominate me to the Supreme Court. That's unprecedented. Some believe it's illegal. That is huge. The fact that the bigger bombshell that he was even dropping before that, where you've got the whole Koch brothers coming after Trump. I mean, if that isn't an endorsement of Trump, what is?
Right. Well, in the case of this deal with Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio potentially talking about that, I'll drop out of the race, that Cruz would drop out of the race if Marco agrees in the future to appoint him for the Supreme Court. I think maybe those bus fumes from Ted's bus are coming up into the cabin of the bus, because I think it's a totally bad plan for Ted, because for one thing, Ted can endorse Marco Rubio all day, every day. Those people that follow Ted Cruz are not going to go to Marco Rubio. They're going to go to Donald Trump. They are not going to Marco Rubio.
And notice they kept saying, as other people drop out, Trump will get weaker. No, he gets almost everybody, including the Jeb people.
Right, exactly. And what a shocker that is. I wouldn't have even expected. There is a portion of the Jeb votership that has gone to Donald Trump, without a doubt. But for people from Ted Cruz's camp to go to Marco Rubio, that, in my view, I've been to a lot of these events. That's a non-starter. That's not going to happen. Those folks, if and when Ted Cruz does drop out, which I think will be happening within the next month or two, that population of voters is coming to Donald Trump.
Well, here's the bigger question. I'm going to play this coming up before calls. What are they going to do? I mean, they got the New York Times calling for killing him. We've got a video of Democrats in Austin saying, let's kill him immediately. These people aren't liberals. These are like, and they're all soft and weak, too. I always love how these nobodies, they can't even fist fight, want to kill people. It's just so ridiculous.
Well, it's crazy. And I think ultimately, Donald Trump has great security around him, people around him that he's had for years.
Sure, it just shows what trash these people are.
No, exactly. Exactly. And they can talk about it all they want. But ultimately, I think that actually Donald Trump has angels protecting him, ultimately, and that he's going to need them. But, yeah, this situation with Ted Cruz, Supreme Court talk, I don't know. They've been on the campaign trail a long time. I think that's one of the reasons that they had this breakdown in this last debate where they got into the outdoor yard talk like they're in kindergarten or in elementary school or whatever. I think that's why they got down there, because these guys are kind of punch drunk from being out there on the campaign trail. It is grueling, grueling hard work.
I was about to say, I can't say what Stone said Trump's been telling him, but Trump literally is the son of German immigrants who isn't part of political correctness and isn't into all this. That's why he hears this stuff and goes, what? He literally doesn't even know about all this stuff. He just grew up in New York and isn't even part of it. He right. literally is like, what are you talking about? I grew up in New York around everybody. I just get along with everybody.
That's it. And we expect, by the way, that just reminds me how big a show we're having tomorrow, because all this stuff that's come up about, you know, the racism, the bigotry, the sexism and all that, tomorrow on tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about that and get a lot of that out. So
And we had this set up weeks ago with the, what is it, Diamonds and Lace and the...
Diamond and Silk tomorrow.
Diamonds and Silk, and then we also got the Peruvian lady and all the
We've got the Colombian lady, Miriam Witcher.
A bunch of other people from all over the world coming on. And we had that set up just because they're fun and interesting to talk to, not because, hey, look, he's not a racist. I'm just sick of, like, having to say, I'm not a racist. I mean,
no,
I've had the media ask me countless times, what do you think of David Duke? And I'm like, go look at what the Nazis and white supremacists say about me online. I am more hated than Benjamin Netanyahu. And it's just because I'm one of the main leaders of the Liberty Movement, and I want to be inclusive. And they're like, no, we're not going to include Mexicans and black people.
Right. Well, and normally...
Then I'm against anybody joining the socialist or La Raza and other racist groups. Like, I don't like the white supremacists. I don't like the Mexican supremacists, the new Black Panther Party. I hate all these people. I'm sick of them.
And ultimate racists, I think, are the Democrat Party.
That's all they do is race bait.
Yeah, they only race bait, and they're the ones...
He ought to come out. That's Trump's angle, is just come out and say, you're the party of the Ku Klux Klan.
Right. And on top of that, they're the ones that say, oh, well, without us in the government to be your mama and daddy, without us giving you the handouts, then you can't fend for yourself. You can't create your own business. You can't get a good job. You can't make your own living. But talk about racism. I mean, that's the biggest put down there is you got to stay in the Democrat Party so we can keep you on the plantation.
And we're going to take care of you. But, I mean, I would just, if I was Trump and he responds, I'd just go, no, I don't support the Grand Dragon, David Duke, or the former leader of the Senate, Robert Byrd, the Grand Dragon.
Right.
Well, the Supreme Grand Dragon.
And
I mean, he ran the, well, what's the head guy over a dragon? He was the leader of the whole country.
Well, I don't know what that guy's title was, but in the case of Bird's case,
all these dumb names like Cyclops and Dumb Dumb and Dumbass.
And he's Bird was one of the top operatives of the Democrat Party for how many years? So that's the ultimate racist group.
I am just so sick of it, man. I am so sick of all this crap.
But speaking of Democrats, while we're talking about it, let me kind of segue a little bit into what I think happened in South Carolina yesterday on the big primary for the Democrats.
Stay there. I want to talk to you. We're going to take calls, too, and play this report. But I want to take some calls specifically on Trump, specifically on the bombshells we've been dropping here. What do viewers and listeners think about Trump coming out and basically just blasting vaccines, blasting the UN, blasting 9/11, you know, as an inside job, just China coming after him, the Mexican president, former president coming after him. Here's the toll-free number, first-time callers. All I ask is you have a good phone and not be too drunk. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And don't forget, we're running a one-time, first-time, never done it before. We'll probably do it in 4 years. We haven't had nuclear war and are still here. We've got 30% off and the discount still in place and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com right now on the nutraceuticals, on the water filters, on the brain force. It's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like like 20 plus hours. Tell us what Brain Force did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brain Force right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it. Find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brain Force. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brain Force, and came in.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You want to stop tyranny? So do we. It's the Alex Jones Show. 6 days a week live.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go to your phone calls. I want to cover news. I want to get to this report. I got Leon Magner report, too. That's excellent. We got a Joe Biggs report. He goes out and talks to Austin Ice. A lot of them want to kill Donald Trump. Of course, they couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag, but they're killers. Other points you were going to make, Richard, before we take a few calls.
Well, one of the things I wanted to briefly mention is about the South Carolina primary that the Democrats had. one of my theories about what happened there, that Hillary had just such a big insurmountable victory over Bernie, is that the Republicans had their primary a week before. And there's so much excitement regarding the Republican primaries that I think would-be Bernie voters said, you know what, they can't wait.
It sucks. So it sucks the oxygen out of the room.
Right. They literally went and got involved in the Republican primary. They didn't want to wait. So,
well, by the way, it's admitted a lot of Democrats are going for Donald.
And that's why I'm thinking, you know what, and I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. Democrat establishment, just go ahead and force feed Hillary down the throats of the Democrat Party, because I think a lot of those Bernie supporters are going to come Trump's way when he's the nominee.
Well, I'll say this. There's a lot of good people supporting Sanders, and I've probably been too mean to him, but I know how bad socialism is, but some of them are just helpless and want something free. That's not how the world works. But he is obviously better than Hillary, and the way they're stealing it from him, where he wins New Hampshire and they take the delegates, or she wins 6 coin tosses in a row, that has really got them angry against the system. So I want to say bravo to the Sanders people for at least getting the fact you're getting screwed. You're better than Hillary supporters. What is wrong with those people?
They're totally sheeple and totally out of their minds. I've been to some of those rallies. It's incredible to look at those folks in the eyes and watch them, how they behave, and how they're just sheeple-like. You've described it to a T. You said they're total sheeple. That's exactly the right description. You go in there, and I just keep waiting for them to start bleeding. It's unbelievable, and that's exactly what the case is. So anyway, that's my take on what happened with South Carolina. That's why Hillary just won so overwhelmingly, because I think...
Well, plus they also see she's just going to steal it now.
Right.
So she's just going to steal it across the whole country.
Yep, she's going to steal it, so that's fine.
But I do see the black leadership coming out for her, and when she literally has made comments like, we mean to make blacks heal like dogs, they are super predators, that's like David Duke stuff.
Well,
why isn't he endorsing her?
He should be. I mean, that's the real party right there of the people that discriminate. The real racism is the Democrat Party, as we talked about just a little while ago. But, yes, I mean, Hillary... She is going to pay absolutely no attention to the African-American population of this country after she becomes the nominee. Then she's just going to discard them, just like, you know, she discarded the folks in Benghazi there at the council, you know, when they got killed by the terrorist attack. So,
all right, I want to go to some of these calls here, because I got to get to this report. You made a lot of great points, Richard. You're going to be here in Texas, filing it cover on the country to cover Super Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday. You're also an election judge. You'll be wearing two hats there and tracking to make sure it's all fair. We got a lot of callers here. Maybe I should go to somebody that disagrees first. Who is it that disagrees? Frank. So I like to go to them first when they do call in. Frank in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, hey, I was honest with your call screener.
Sure, we don't have to do any call screen deal. Just, well, you're on air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling in to speak out against political correctness and the double standard. Maybe it's not a good thing strategically, David Duke coming out for Donald Trump, but he's been fighting against the takedown of America since before you and I were born. And I don't worship David Duke. I've been accused of worshiping you for many years. I don't know why we have to throw David Duke under the bus and kind of embellish and make up things and bring up, you know, that he was in the KKK back in the 1960s when he was like 17 or 18 years old. He was never affiliated with any violence or intimidation.
Listen. Mecha and La Raza are more racist than the Klan. And are despicable groups. There's not a double standard. I attacked them all day long. And he was in the Klan a lot longer than that. But look, I think he is a more well-spoken person. He makes a lot of great points about America being destroyed, the borders being open. That's all true. But the thing is, then he goes on and, you know, says stuff about black people and everybody else that isn't inclusive. And is what the globalists want is divide and conquer. So broken clocks are right twice a day. But, I mean, David Duke could not be trying to give the establishment a bigger present. Now, is he a Fed? Probably not. But a lot of these white supremacist groups and organizations are. I get he's a white nationalist. You know, he's, quote, grown. We've got Louis Farrakhan out saying Hillary's a devil. Don't trust her. You know, all this stuff. We have that video up on Infowars.com. So I get people change. I don't want to make this election a referendum on David Duke. Now, you got 30 seconds.
Well, there's another group out there that is, I think, more hate-filled and more racist than any other group, and that's the hardcore organized Jewry. you know, the Jews. I mean, those people are very, very racist. They don't talk, you don't hear much about their race.
Well, when you say those people, are there some Talmudic groups and some sects that think everybody else are animals and they're the you know, God and all this stuff? Every group has those groups. I always hear the Jews like it's one group. I mean, Israel's got like 10 different political parties. So I've grown up my whole life knowing a bunch of different Jews. They're different people. They're people like everybody else. That's why I don't get into race or religion and make it about any one group, except maybe Islam, where the dominant group in that now is a bunch of head chopping loons. But listen, I appreciate your call. I'm so sick of like, the media's always asking me, well, what do you think of white supremacism? They talk about a new world order because the president talks about it. You know, I'm just really tired of it. I want to go to this special report. We're going to go to break and come back with your phone calls. But don't forget, we're running the biggest sale in InfoWars history at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest, the leap year sale. 29 days. It only ends tomorrow. It only started Friday. 30% off and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Now's the time to get these great products. Here's what the Democrats, talk about racists, we're talking about haters, salivating over the death of Donald Trump. Here it is in Austin, Texas.
Hey there. Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com. We're at the University of Texas in Austin, home of some of the most brilliantly minded people known to man.
What's the Second Amendment again?
The right to bear arms.
Okay, yeah. Is that the gun control one?
I'm from Mexico, so I don't know.
I'm not familiar with the historical connotations of Black Friday.
I guess so.
You know what the Declaration of Independence is? Who is the president?
That I knew, like, wait.
Bernie Sanders.
I can't. Donald Trump is?
No.
What planet are you on? School here? You don't know who Donald Trump is?
This is the Democrats, people.
Well, there you have it. Some interesting people, to say the least. Now we're going to give you, the college student that represents America, an opportunity to look into the camera and tell the presidential frontrunners exactly how you feel. Hey, what's going on, man? Puppies or kittens?
Puppies.
Puppies, for sure.
Puppies, for sure.
Why puppies?
Because I'm a dog guy.
I tricked you with that puppies and kitten thing to get you in here, all right?
Yeah.
If you could tell Donald Trump anything right now, what would it be?
I would say, shut up.
That's it?
Yeah.
I think he's a racist. I think he's a self-centered pig.
Go away. He's stupid.
Stop being racist.
Donald Trump, you're the most real guy in politics right now. I feel like you're the only one I can trust. You got my vote.
I've followed him, and I've listened to him, and every time you see a still shot of him, it looks like
he's so nice that are dumb.
F*** you.
The few smart people are actually not white.
Political campaign?
Like that guy thinks
he's Hispanic. What the f*** is wrong with you, man?
There's an idiot racist.
That's it? That's what I got.
You should be nicer to people. Bingo. F*** himself, pretty much.
I'm waiting for him to get assassinated, really. I hope somebody pulls the trigger on him, because we need something better than that.
Just gotta make sure I don't get shot. Donald Trump, you're the man. Let's go. President.
There you go.
You'd be a wonderful president. Trump. The man.
Do you like Donald Trump?
Yeah.
I'd say he seems pretty racist.
Why is he being racist?
Black guy likes Donald Trump.
He classifies all Muslims as bad people when they're not.
Why? No, he said venom, you lying trash.
He should have said he doesn't want Mexicans or Hispanics to know in the country.
What, because of a wall?
Yeah.
He said we can't have trouble on the border.
South part of Mexico, right?
No, I didn't know that.
I've lived with Mexicans, and they're the best people I've ever met.
Well, good. They won't let you down to Mexico with no papers, dumbass.
Right?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So they can have one.
They should.
Why can't we have one?
Right? Well, we can have a border. I mean, you know, we could have
it. I didn't get to all of that. Let's do the full video.
I didn't know that.
Infowars.com. I mean, just you see these people, and all they do is watch mainstream media, and they're so intellectual, and these people can't even tie their shoelaces. But they can say, racist, I'm so intellectual now, I know a word. A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most effective portable all-in-one cleanser with concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others. Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
You can run on,
Alex,
for a long time.
You can run on.
And listen, even if Trump fails, which it looks like he's going to be president,
run on.
Doesn't matter. They can run on for a long time. They can see the public's waking up to them worldwide. The globalists are in trouble. Richard, I want to jam in as many calls as we can in this final segment. He'll be back with us, obviously, this week with the weekday transmission. But you were talking during the break about Trump's secret weapon. We should do a whole video on this because I've seen the numbers. You're right. Nobody's talking about this. Most people are scared to say they like Trump, and then they found that most of the undecided, up to 5 to 10%, depending on the poll, which is another huge whopping win for him, are actually Trump supporters. They're just scared of political correctness.
That's right. They're afraid to speak their minds. The main venue where you can usually find Trump supporters is at one of these big giant rallies, which, by the way, on a regular basis, people can't even get in. There's been a few events I've tried to get into that I've gotten there 30 minutes or an hour early. They said, look, nope, we're not allowing anybody else in. So literally beyond packed houses for Donald Trump events. Now, the other thing is when you're out doing man on the street looking for Trump supporters, I was actually impressed that Joe Biggs and Leanne were able to find people that would actually voice their opinion about Donald Trump.
But some of them said, let's kill him.
Some of them say, let's kill him. And I'll tell you what, that's the protesters that show up for the Trump events, which that's the bulk of the protests that you do see, they're saying, Donald Trump's a hater, Donald Trump's a hater. Well, I tell you what, those folks need to look in the mirror because the biggest haters that show up
are political intimidators with their names and wanting to start fights, and I'm sick of it. I mean, Donald Trump is his only problem is he's probably not conservative enough and has been too liberal. The guy is not racist. Everybody knows it. The country is imploding. We're such a joke. China, everybody lectures us. Nobody else would put up with this. We just are like a beaten woman.
No, when it comes to trade, we are despoiled. It's despoiled.
Nobody gang rapes us like the system. Exactly. I mean, because we're politically correct.
Exactly.
I'm a Christian, but it is this Christian ethic to like lay yourself down and and say you're bad and let people walk on you. That's good in a Christ-like way, but not in corporate stuff and national stuff. It's over. It's sick. It's a cuckolding fetish. And America's fetish for being walked on is over, folks. It's over.
Absolute despoiling.
Chris in Indiana, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Richard.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to get I'm a Trump supporter, first of all. Hopefully he does very well on Super Tuesday.
Good.
And I just wanted to point out a potential flaw. I mean, it might not be the all end all, but this has happened in the past in politics, and I know he's not asking for donations. I mean, I've donated $100 myself, but he's begging people not to ask for donations, and I think that this might be a thing that the Democratic Party might be holding in their back pocket for the general election is saying that he's buying the election, because you look at Bernie Sanders.
Well, of course they're going to spend it, but he's an outsider. Thank God he's spending his own money. But he's really doing the campaign as an air war, not spending money. But no, I mean, I get your point. They'll say, look, he bought the election. No, the people that already bought the country fraudulently, that bought our politicians, not our country, and think they own it, they've been given the deed, but it's a fraud. They're the ones, the Koch brothers and others, that all these idiots always accuse me of being. I never got the dime from the Koch brothers.
See, that's another selling point.
The Koch brothers and Fox News hate my guts.
It's another selling point that Donald Trump can spin right there, because he constantly seems to do the most with the least. He keeps doing the
and
most.
It shows
with the
what
least.
He shows how changing the formula he can do that for America. Good thank to hear from you. Absolutely. Yeah. The political class hates Trump. Okay, Chris, thank you. Jesse in Connecticut. Connecticut. Jesse, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say I love your products and everything, and about Trump is, I think with the, you know, badness of the mainstream media, do you think it's time for the alternative media to step up and do a presidential debate?
Sure. That'll happen probably next round. The mainstream media is dying. People still, the politicos, think, oh, CNN, Fox, it's so big. They don't even get that numbers like this show or Drudge are bigger than that. But I bet if Drudge wanted to, you would have already seen a Drudge-sponsored debate. But Drudge just likes the whole, you know, kind of elusiveness, I don't know, just the fact that he's so avant-garde that he's not out there in the public, unless he's popping into my show.
Well, knowing Drudge, he could just put his name on it and have the event and have other people do it, you know, put it on. Like
and
that.
Have it televised. Yeah, Drudge, anybody else wanted to pick it up, absolutely. But, yes, that's already here. That's already coming. But we just cover what they're covering anyways. We just show the debate and do our own analysis. But that's basically already happened. I mean, Trump is bypassing the mainstream media and going to alternative media and winning, because we're not the alternative. We're the real media.
Right, and to give you an idea how CNN is still trying to grasp at what little control they have over the mainstream media, is at the University of Houston, when they did the debate, literally, folks, what they did is they built a perimeter around the venue, including the parking. All the people that attended the debate had to have a parking pass to park within the perimeter, because they didn't want people like us or any outsiders at all coming and even getting opinions from the people that attended the debate. So that's how they're still grasping.
It's all about an attempt to not even have exit polls.
Right.
That they don't control. Exactly. Good point. Appreciate your call. Anything else, Jesse?
I love your products. Keep making them. I'll buy them.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, we've got the biggest sale ever in the history of InfoWars. Leap Year Sale. Came out of nowhere. We just thought of it last week. People love it. It is 30% off and free shipping and a bunch of other specials, too, stacked on that InfoWarsStore.com. And we need the small profit we make to fund the operation, hopefully expand in the face of this. But we're putting on all sale. We are fighting as hard as we can. We are committed. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Jesse. Folks, get X2, get Oxy Powder, get Liver Shield, get these game-changing products. Experience them for yourself. You have nothing to lose because you're supporting the InfoWar. But I want you to try them, because almost everybody comes back.
Total war bonds, folks. Total war bonds.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I couldn't be out there doing what I'm doing. Alex couldn't send me out there to Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, et cetera.
Vegas.
Without you guys' support. Yeah, it's
that's right. It's a lot of money, folks. John in D.C., you're on the air. This is a war. John, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so would you promote flyers nationwide through your show to support Trump? Sort of an idea. And
sure, I'd love to put up flyers, and then people, maybe 20 different flyers, and folks could print those off and tell my listeners to flyer their areas with it. That's a great idea.
Billboards, et cetera. You had folks last year popping up, putting up billboards.
That's for InfoWars. Do it for Trump. I mean, it's really all up to you, you know.
Fire on all guns. That's what we do. We fire on all guns.
Yeah, just go to the sound of the guns. It's the founding father quote. That Google, who first said, don't wait for orders from headquarters, go to the sound of the guns? I mean, I know Buchanan, when I was first working for him in a political campaign, you know, made that comment. It was a founder said, don't wait for orders from headquarters, because there aren't. Go to the sound of the guns.
Yep.
I mean, that's really what we do.
And that is what...
That's it. There are no orders from headquarters.
Right.
All we do is go to the sound of the guns.
That's it. And that's exactly what's happening, you know, because it's just like Super Tuesday's coming up. To give you an idea of the shenanigans that go behind the scenes, though, is like with Super Tuesday coming up here in Travis County, one thing they did, I know it's a local thing, but they have literally moved our precinct conventions to Saturday. Normally they happen on Tuesday, the election day, that evening. Now, to keep us from attending, and see, this is just a dirty
thing. Now they want time to wait, Politico.
Yeah, they want you to forget about going. And so I'm sure that kind of stuff is going on nationwide, county by county.
The system's doing everything it can.
Bingo.
And people go, well, they're going to steal it. It's a battle.
Yep.
It's a battle.
Engage. I'll tell you what.
Now, who first said, go to the sound of the guns? Grouchy. So I guess that was a French statement that others picked it up. A Prussian battle. All right, let's go ahead and jam in another. Thank you, John. Great point. Alex in Canada, the great north. Go ahead, Alex. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother.
I just wondering if you heard the good news just before I get to Trump, but it sounds like Melissa Harris-Perry lost her show.
Yeah, I didn't get to that, but she was on four or five shows as a commentator. They had her own little weird show with bad ratings. And then because of the election, they were preempting it, which is normal. Like when I used to be on the radio at night just locally, they'd preempt me for high school football, and I'd just be on after or before. I didn't bitch about it. I knew that was part of the thing. She literally said they were racist that they did this with their global, which they are a racist channel, to create race division, but claimed that did this because she's a black woman.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure.
What a kook, man. These people even buy their own bull.
Well, for me, it kind of makes me think of the Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust.
Another One Bites the Dust.
That's right.
Another One Bites the Dust. She had no viewers anyways.
Exactly.
She was already a rotting facade. She was dead already. This zombie just woke up and realized she was dead already politically. The woman that says our kids belong to her.
As Matt Drudge would say, a head on a stick, a brain in a jar right there.
That's right. Alex, go ahead.
I think the David Duke thing's a smear, too. It seems kind of a funny setup, definitely. I don't know. It's the timing's, of course, perfect for them.
Well, the David Duke supporters have just behind the scenes done all sorts of weird chicanery with us and stuff. And I think it's cute and funny. I don't care. It's a religion. He's like their daddy. He's their, you know, he's their leader. And that's fine. I mean, I want everybody to have freedom, everybody to be empowered. I don't want brain chips for humanity. I don't want Mexican kids being shot up with Gardasil that sterilizes them, just like I don't want kids in America. I just care about everybody. I also hate racist blacks and Hispanics and others that hate me because I'm white. But I don't like whites that hate them because they're a different color. I like Martin Luther King, what he said. You know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. Hey, great job, Richard. Great job with the crew. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central. Tell your friends and family about the big broadcast. Stations all over the country or InfoWars.com/show. And don't forget the biggest sale, InfoWarsStore.com. History for Leap Year ends tomorrow night at midnight. 30% off and free shipping and other discounts.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop! Now is the time.
You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.